Hey, young fella, what's your name? You come on back now. Who said you could leave? And, you know, you got to sing for me again.
When you're a young jazz guy and the Chicago jazz legend Von Freeman tells you to stick around, you're going to do it. And Kurt Elling has stuck around and become one of today's jazz greats. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Kurt Elling didn't start out as a jazz singer. He grew up singing in his church choir and didn't get into jazz until college. When Kurt moved back to his native Chicago for grad school in the early 90s, he'd spend his evenings in the city's legendary jazz clubs, singing and learning from the greats who hung out there. Since those early days, Kurt has made a name for himself as one of the great jazz vocalists around, and he's won a Grammy for his 2009 record, Dedicated to You. So, how do you follow up a Grammy-winning jazz album? Well, if you're Kurt Elling, you do it by releasing a record, The Gate, that features a lot of non-jazz tracks. And you get Don Was to produce it. Kurt Elling told me how that collaboration came about.
Well, Don gave me a shout, I want to say maybe 4 years ago now, when I was still living in Chicago, and just said, hey man, I've been listening to your stuff on the bus, and you know, I'd really like to meet you. Why don't you come out? And I'm like, wow. Okay, you know, how did you get this number? Why did you get this number? So I made the scene with him, and he was so compassionate and loving and, you know, right away just so genuine. And so we struck up a nice little friendship there. And then, you know, you keep in touch, and we started talking about maybe trying to work on something right away. And my collaborator, Lawrence Hobgood, and I went out to Los Angeles a couple of times, and we demoed up some songs and things that we had in our minds, and some things that Lawrence was writing arrangements for, things that we were collaborating on together. And so it was very, it's a little bit more organic process.
I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good? Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit.
Some people make records with, they start with an aggregate of 500 songs, mm-hmm. and then they toss things out one after another until they get down to the ones. But the way we work, you know, we're a working band, so we're on the road 150, 200, 210 nights a year sometimes. And in that spirit of improvisation, in that spirit of reaching out and trying to surprise audiences and keep the innovation happening, then we're always working on new compositions. And, you know, it's kind of always a new thing that, like, hey, could we try this tonight? Or, hey, man, let's work on this and let's come up with something so that a week from now we've got something new to play. And our compositions tend to come from that.
For a while, to love was all we could do. We were young and we knew, and our eyes were alive. Deep inside we knew our love was true. Ooh. For a while we paid no mind to the past. Knew our love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the dance.
Kurt Elling, recorded live at Avatar Studios in his versions of After the Love Is Gone and Norwegian Wood. His new album is The Gate. Hear the complete interview and performance in the online archives at WFUV.org.